AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is hosting Saturday Night Live earlier outside NBC studios in New York. A crowd protested Trump's comments on immigration. Booking a presidential candidate to host the show is almost unprecedented. Previous politicians on the show, only the Reverend Al Sharpton in 2003, was actively involved in the presidential bid at the time. Hillary Clinton appeared in last month's season premiere, but not as host. One of Donald Trump's rivals for the GOP presidential nomination, Carly Fiorina, campaigned in New Hampshire Saturday. She told a group in Londonderry she would highlight the U.S. military strength if elected president.
We have to reset how the world thinks about us, because our allies have decided that we are not a reliable and trustworthy friend. And our adversaries have decided that they don't much need to pay any attention to us.
Both leading Democratic presidential hopefuls were in South Carolina. Bernie Sanders says the minimum wage must be raised to about $15 an hour.
It is not a radical socialist concept to say that if somebody works 40 hours a week, that person should not be living in poverty.
He was in Aiken. Hillary Rodham Clinton was in Columbia, saying political rivals have a much different view of the LGBT community than she does.
Amid ridiculous and offensive comments, there are deadly serious issues at stake. Every single Republican candidate is against marriage equality.
Several hundred migrants are safe after being rescued Saturday from the Aegean Sea off the Greek islands. This is AP Radio News. Authorities say an aging mobster who's on trial lived a long life of crime, highlighted by the $6 million heist in 1978 that was retold in the mafia movie Goodfellas.
We always called each other Goodfellas. Like you'd say to somebody, you're gonna like this guy, he's all right. He's a good fella, he's one of us.
That was actor Ray Liotta in a scene from Goodfellas, which is what officials say Vincent Asaro is. In closing arguments, prosecutors said the 80-year-old Asaro was born into that life and fully embraced it, adding, he was a rare breed in the mafia, a third-generation wise guy. Asaro is accused of everything from loan sharking to the Lufthansa heist to murder. He pleaded not guilty. The defense is supposed to give its closing argument Monday. Julie Walker, New York.
In college football, number one Ohio State wins. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.